In the same way Mamma Mia cleverly used familiar ABBA songs to tell an original Broadway story, a new musical does the same with old favorites of the late Dan Fogelberg. After 7 years, the show's finally ready for its first full production. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind reports on why the LA creators chose Nashville for their launch.
Hollywood film producer Kate Atkinson was grooving to Dan Fogelberg on a long car drive when it dawned on her that his lyrics and even extended instrumental sections lent themselves perfectly to a stage musical.
I was listening to Netherlands for probably the 10th time, and there's that beautiful orchestral opening, and I said out loud, "This is the opening of a Broadway musical."
Teaming up with soap opera writer Karen Harris, the pair conjured up a story about a pregnant teenager who is forced to give up her baby for adoption and tracks the estranged mother and son through the colorful 60s and 70s. The central theme is that everything happens for a reason, and the writers feel that the same thing happened to the show itself. Fogelberg's widow, who lives in Maine, said she'd be in Nashville if they wanted to make their pitch for music rights. Neither of the writers had ever been, but after that they would come back many times for the show they named Part of the Plan.
And it says you love when you can, cry when you have to, be who you must, that's a part of the plan.
They learned that Fogelberg had lived and recorded in Nashville early in his career and had even written the song Part of the Plan here. Though they are entrenched in L.A., all signs pointed to Nashville for the opening.
L.A. is a little more, oh, I could get in such trouble for saying this, but it's not as theater-friendly. It's a film town. It's a studio town. And what Nashville gives us is real interest.
The city's music heavies have come out of the woodwork. More than half a dozen now serve on an advisory board. Harris says they've made introductions to local musicians and promised to bring Nashville's big names to see the show.
Whether it's the head of ASCAP and the head of the Nashville office of NARIS, the Recording Academy.
The producers found that Fogelberg also has musical resonance here. Luminaries like Garth Brooks credit Fogelberg for influencing their style. But the most important pitch was to Kathleen O'Brien, which turned out to be the easiest of all.
They got me at Dan Fogelberg. You know, I had to fight back tears.
The president and CEO of Tennessee Performing Arts Center is such a fan of Fogelberg's, she has a clock made from a Fogelberg vinyl album on the wall in her office.
His music is just beautiful in terms of the composition of the notes, but his lyrics are just, where did he get this? It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. He was an old soul, for sure.
After a series of readings in Nashville last year, O'Brien was impressed at how the writers wove the story around well-known songs like Same Old Lang Syne.
I should have gone with you that night.
Don't say that now.
You're right. Well, here we are. A toast. To timing. And to you buying a wreath on my corner.
We drink a toast to innocence. Drink a toast tonight.
I felt like the writers nailed the moment. That song could have been written for that moment, but it wasn't. They used an existing body of work, but they were able to write a story and incorporate the right song at the right moment in this continuum, two-act play.
In fact, O'Brien took her enthusiasm one step further. Until now, TPAC had mostly presented touring shows, which are finished works. They've made modest investments in new Broadway shows just to be supportive, and last year they put some money into a local run of Evita. This time, O'Brien is taking TPAC into the realm of serious players in theater, becoming a co-producer.
It's a huge step where now we're part of the team that helps devise the budget. We're part of the team that weighs in on casting. That's very different, and it's getting us much closer to the art.
They also have financial risks and potential rewards. TPAC injected $500,000 into the show. If it ends up touring or making it to a New York stage, TPAC could continue to profit. But even with Grammy winners, Broadway actors, and talented Nashville songwriters on board, O'Brien admits this is high-risk investing.
And hopefully we will be rewarded back. I mean, we're not trying to just throw money down the drain. But if people don't do that, we'll never have shows on Broadway that will then come to us. So it's trying to help fill that pipeline of new work. It's really good art and hopefully really good business.
After its September run in Nashville, the producers don't have expectations that the show will hightail it to a Broadway stage. It's not ready. In fact, the Nashville performances are developmental, meaning there is more tweaking ahead. But they do hope for a national tour. And the city that has opened its arms to part of the plan will continue to boost the show like it has skin in the game, because it does. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.
I came back up to bed and I held you so tight, and I prayed to the Father, oh, I prayed with all my might.